Episode 1176, A Perfect Marriage.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I pray that your weekend, spending time with family and friends, it's a special weekend. It is Easter weekend, and I pray that it is filled with joy. He has risen. Today is Relationship Builders Day, and we're talking about a perfect marriage. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, people are in search of a perfect marriage. But what does that really mean? Is it even possible? A perfect marriage comes with many imperfections, and that's what makes it perfect. It's not about what you can do by yourself, but what you can do better together. That's a perfect marriage. It's that balance, the yin-yang. Marriage is between two people, not one who can do it all by themselves. In order to have a perfect marriage, you must be willing to bear each other's cross. Not something that is, well, doesn't go over real well. Whether you're in marriage counseling, whether you are, you know, in the point of bliss and you're on your honeymoon and you just think that marriage is the best thing ever, when someone tells you that you need to be willing to bear each other's cross, it's immediately a red flag. Run the other way. What was I thinking? But that's what we are called to do in marriage. It takes two. And if you really, really want to have that perfect marriage, you have to ready your heart daily. And that is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Ready your heart daily. Every morning when you awake, don't focus on how your spouse is going to please you and how he has to do everything right to earn your love. Oh, no, no, no. It's not about earning love. It's about living the way Christ showed us. As he walked here on earth, he showed us how to love. He woke up every day, readying his heart. I'm sure he got frustrated at times and said, come on now, how many times have I told you this is the way to go? You keep making the same mistake. You know, it reminds me of good old Siri, whatever map program you use, maybe it's Google. And you're going down the road and all of a sudden you make a wrong turn and it comes up and says, recalculating, recalculating. I sometimes think Jesus is always on that recalculating because we make so many mistakes. He's always trying to change the path because we've chosen wrong. He's opened doors, but we go through the wrong ones. In our marriage, we tend to focus on the negative. Because we want perfection. Perfection is actually imperfections at work. That's where we claim our perfection is in the imperfections. God did not make us perfect, right? He didn't. But in order for us to have a perfect marriage, we have to ready our heart daily for what's to come. Number one, you ready your heart with unconditional love. That is the number one. You can ask yourself, how can I love him unconditionally the way Jesus loves me? Would you be willing to bear the cross for your spouse? And I really want you to think about that one. I want you to be honest with yourself. Because if you're honest, you're going to put conditions on that statement. Oh yeah, I would bear the cross if. No. God doesn't say I love you if. He says, I love you. That's why he sent his son. John 3:16 says this, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish and have everlasting life. That's what this weekend's about. It's about God sending his son here to die on the cross for you. That's love. And that's what God asks of us. Is that we are willing to bear the cross for our spouse. the unconditional love, the love God gives us, the love we see daily. You don't deserve his love, but God gives it freely. And you accept it, hopefully graciously. But sometimes we take it for granted. And yes, our spouses do the same thing. We take each other for granted. Come on, let's be real. But if you want to have this perfect marriage, you have to ready your heart with unconditional love, the way God gives it to us. Number two, ready your heart with amazing grace. No judgment on the imperfections, because we all have them. You only want to see the possibilities, the perfect imperfections. It's God's vision of you. That's what makes your spouse so awesome. It's those little quirks. If we were all perfect, do you know how boring our lives would be? Now, come on, think about your family right now. You probably have, well, a few stories to tell about your family. We all have a few of those in the family. And maybe you're one of them. And that's great. Those quirkies make you awesome. It makes you you. Yeah, they can get under our skin and they can irritate us. I mean, I love my baby boy, meaning my husband. But there are times that his little quirks get underneath my skin. And I'm thinking, really? Why? Why did I say I do? And then I think of, because of that, he makes me laugh. What is it? Okay, so I got to tell a story here. He's probably not going to like this story when he listens to this episode, but that's okay. I'm going to share freely because, well, he tends to share a little too freely. What is it with men and boys and the toots of the world, right? And I'm going to leave it that way. You can insert whatever word you want to, but I think toots is a nice little phrase we can use here and not offend anyone. Well, it's funny because any single time we bend over, he will make the noise of what a toot would sound like. And they're different every single time. And, you know, at first it is kind of irritating a little bit, but in all honesty, it makes you laugh, right? We all toot. It's part of it. It's part of life. And so he just makes it fun and a little more jovial when he does it. Now, yes, I got to admit, there are times I'm like, really? But it breaks the ice and it puts everybody at ease. Why? Because you're laughing. It's funny. So think about readying your heart with amazing grace. No judgment on the imperfections, and that includes the quirks. And you want to be willing to pass this on to your spouse, this amazing grace, as God passes it to you. It's not because he deserves it. It's because God gives it to you. Your spouse doesn't deserve grace as much as you don't deserve it. But we are asked to give it. Romans 3:23 says this, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus." We're talking about the death on the cross. And now his resurrection, which we celebrate. That's why we celebrate Easter. But what had to come in order for him to be resurrected? Death. The most horrific thing ever. Him being beaten to death, stabbed, called names that we probably haven't even thought of, ridiculed. We've all sinned. We all fall short. We all need amazing grace. Ready your heart with amazing grace. God gives it to you. We are to give it to our spouse. Number three, ready your heart with forgiveness. Now, mistakes are going to happen and you're going to get hurt. But forgiveness must be extended from the heart. It's a way of giving the person that hurt you or caused you pain over to God. Now, forgiveness is not about the act. When you forgive someone, it's not saying, oh, well, I forgive, you know, the action that they took. You're forgiving the person and letting God take care of the rest. You're letting him or her go. And you're saying, you know what? This is for God to take care of. I'm not going to sit here and hold myself hostage, because What that leads to is bitterness in the long run. And when you have bitterness in a relationship, that's destruction in the making. That's not building up any relationship. It's just tearing it down piece by piece by piece. If you're sitting here and you're thinking right now, well, I couldn't forgive my husband because of this, that, and the other. There's no way. Oh, it hurt me too bad. I still can feel it. Oh, no, no, no. You have to let it go. You're going to get hurt. Forgive him and be better together. Colossians 3:13 says this, bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. We have all of these incredible ways to have a perfect marriage. Unconditional love, amazing grace, and forgiveness, all of which God mirrored to us by sending his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for us so that we may have eternal life. Now that should get an amen, a hallelujah. We're talking about a perfect marriage, a unity, God ordained. Ready your heart. Ready your heart with unconditional love. Ready your heart with amazing grace. Ready your heart with forgiveness. It's the trifecta for a perfect marriage. Are you looking for that perfect marriage? Are you wondering where you need to start in your marriage? You've had some ups and downs because life gives us ups and downs. There's no perfect life. We know that. You're living it now. You maybe have had a few rough patches already this weekend. And you're like, gosh, I just cannot wait for Easter to be over. Take a deep breath. You'll get through it. This too shall pass. You have to ready your heart. Always. Every single day. Jesus readied his heart. Every single day. Knowing that he was going to go on the cross for us. And it wasn't like he said, okay, well, I'm playing God here because I can, and I'm going to take away all this pain. I'm going to die on the cross, but I don't want to feel it. I don't have to feel it because I'm the Son of God. I've got the power. God said, no, I want to feel the hurt. I want to feel the pain that my children feel. I want to know them so I can love them. I want to know them so I can give them grace. I want to know them so I can forgive them. Your spouse wants you to know them. Your spouse wants your unconditional love, desires your amazing grace, and clings to your forgiveness. What do you need in your marriage? Where do you need to start right now? Maybe you want some help with this. Maybe it's a little too confusing. You've got too much going on. You're juggling life and everything else, and your calendar is jammed. But your marriage is a priority. Click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call. This is nothing to be fearful of, except for an opportunity to change your marriage. The next step in your life, to change the relationship, to begin to build a stronger foundation. Let's you and I have a discussion. Click on the link, Take Aim, and that will begin our conversation. I look forward to hearing from you. You know, marriage is rough. It really is. But it also can be a tremendous blessing. And there can be so many happy memories. And if you really want to think about it, how boring life would be without your spouse. I mean, come on. Those hubbies can drive us crazy. And I'm sure us wives, we don't do our hubbies much good either. We give them a little bit of a heartache too. But usually there's a lot more laughter and definitely a lot more love when you ready your heart daily. Are you ready to make it happen in your relationship? I know you are. So let me give you a challenge. How are you going to ready your heart today to begin to build your perfect marriage. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.